In this edition of 10 Turns, we're talking with Paul Darling from TNT Racing. Paul is now in his third season of Neo Competition. In the past, we've seen him in GTE cars and prototypes. And in this season of the 24-Hour Series Esports, he's competing in the 991 class. So, Paul, thanks a lot for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Corey.
So you guys from TNT have been involved in a lot of really close races so far this season. How would you say your performance stacks up with what you were expecting?
For what we were expecting, I'd say we're pretty much on par. To be honest, we didn't have too many expectations going into a brand new car for the team with no prior experience.
Well, yeah, you've been right at least in the midfield and had some strong runs, so hope you guys can keep that up in the last two races.
Yeah, I'd call us more of a, I don't know if we can say we're part of the midfield quite yet. We're just trying to scrape in for top 10s at the back right now.
All right, well, if you're ready, let's get into the 10 turns. And the first question is, besides motorsports, what is your favorite sport or esport to watch?
Favorite sport, probably IMSA. I'm actually a corner worker as well. So I flagged for the Detroit Grand Prix in Mid-Ohio, but I follow IMSA pretty much constantly.
Oh, that's awesome. So we're recording this on the 24 Hours of Daytona weekend. I guess you're not making the trip down there?
No, unfortunately, I have not been able to make the trip out. So just a matter of vacation days with work is really what it comes down to.
All right, I got you. The second question is, what was the last upgrade you made to your sim rig?
Well, I just built a new PC a year ago, and with that and needing to handle the Porsche, I upgraded from an ancient 2011 Fanatec CSR to a Fanatec CSW 2.5. That was all pretty much at the same time. So yeah, about a year ago.
So like you say, with the Porsche, do you notice a pretty big difference in the hardware?
I'd say it's not so much a pace difference, it's a consistency difference. With the ancient hardware, I could probably hit the same lap time like once every 10 laps, but with the CSW, it's just a massive technology leap where you can just feel the car a lot better.
The third question is, what is your go-to setup adjustment to tune a car to your liking?
For the Porsche, I'd have to go with ride height. Honestly, we're still kind of scrambling with the setup, though. Clearly, our position shows we're not the best on the setup out there, but ride height is pretty much what we're trying to play with in the cambers.
So if you could run a real-life 24-hour race with any two drivers from any era, any form of motorsports, or even any sim platform, who would you pick as your teammates?
Ooh, that's tricky. Forgot to think about this one. I mean, Nicky Team would probably be massively amusing to run with right now. Wish we could get an in-car with him live during the race this year. Dang, I'd have to think about that one more.
Are there any of the guys on TNT that you think it'd be fun to run a 24-hour race with?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to meet any of them in real life yet, but we could get together for a chump car, just something we've been talking about. That would be awesome.
So what is one of your race day routines, rituals, or superstitions?
Oh boy, for rituals with Neo, unfortunately, it's mainly get up early, try and wake up, and get ready to run. As far as superstitions go, pretty straightforward. You hop in the car, do the best you can. I don't really have any pre-race routines that I go through.
Yeah, just try to wake yourself up enough.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, which car or track from the real-world 24-hour series would you like to see added to iRacing?
I know it's not original, but I remember Aldo's response was Dubai, and I know I've only seen that track on Real Racing 3, which is not even close to a sim, but it does seem like a very fun and flowy track to experience here.
Yeah, I guess as long as the pit lane isn't covered with a foot of water.
Or they'd give us jet skis.
Yeah, that'd be fun too. So what is the biggest mistake you're willing to admit you've made in a sim race?
Honestly, I think all you have to do is look at the last round at Imola and look at my entire race. That was the worst race I've done in, I think, my entire iRacing career. I had, I think, 5 spins. It's the worst I've ever performed in, basically, in recent memory.
So do you think it was something about the track or something about the car there, or just a sort of a combination of everything?
I was just pushing too hard. That race we'd worked a ton with the setup and trying to better our pace, and I think I qualified, it was like eighth or ninth or something, but was trying to hold it. I just tried way too hard, and then as soon as you go downhill, it just you're just like falling down the steps. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, so we'll have another question about that in just a minute. But first, what is one item on your sim racing bucket list that you haven't yet accomplished?
Probably a top class win in top split in an endurance race. I believe TNT we have done a win in second split. We haven't achieved a top split win yet, so that would be something on my list.
And out of all the big iRacing special events, is there any one that you'd like to win more than the others?
Also, I think 24 Hours of Le Mans is probably the most prestigious, even though is probably my second to least favorite track. But due to the prestige, I guess you'd have to say Le Mans.
Okay. All right, in this one, we're going to pull from that Imola experience again. In the last interview, Aldo Massa wanted to know how you keep your composure during a race if things start to go wrong.
Yeah, normally I can keep my composure better than last race. I'd say what if I make a mistake. Usually I can channel the anger and ferocity into something more productive on track for pace, while not taking out other cars, of course. But last race I just couldn't put it together.
And finally, do you have a question I can ask the next person?
How have you gotten over plateaus in your skill level?
That's really interesting. So, Paul, that was a lot of fun. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Corey.
All right, and it's now race week as we close in on the 6 hours of Monza. We'll have full coverage here on neoendurance.com and at neoendurance on Twitter. So stay tuned for all the coverage in the penultimate round of this season.